And in fact, we have Amy Mangan-Fisher from the 4-H program educator from UW Extension Washington County. And also we have Stephanie, who is a 4-H member on the line this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Rick. Good morning.
Stephanie, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, there we go. All right. Well, good morning. Thank you for calling in this morning. Appreciate it. Amy, where do you want to start?
Well, I would first like to start by just letting everyone know that we have our volunteer training being held March 23rd. So that's one of the trainings that it's a part of becoming a 4-H volunteer. So any adult 18 and older who is interested in volunteering for 4-H, that's a date to put on your calendar. It's 6:30 to 8:30, and the training is held virtually via Zoom. And if that's something that you're not familiar with, you can call our office and we can walk you through what that process looks like or how that works. A lot of people are getting familiar with Zoom nowadays, though.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, that's the first thing that I want to highlight is just that this is a great time to become a volunteer and take that first training. It's a 2-hour training, and you can do it from the comfort of your home.
All right. Sounds good. Stephanie, let's find out a little bit about you. How long have you been active in 4-H?
Well, I've been in 4-H officially for 10 years, but I grew up, I went to my babysitter's house. They were really involved in 4-H. So they would take me to meetings while they were watching me since I was probably 4 years old.
Oh, okay. So you've been, you've seen quite a bit and experienced quite a bit of the different programs that are out there through 4-H.
Yeah, at every level, between all the way from the club to the state.
Okay. What club are you part of now?
I'm from the Good Luck Club, which is in West Bend.
Okay. And what are some of the projects that you've worked on or that you're working on this year?
Currently, my number one project I've been in for the longest is archery and wildlife. But then I'm also involved in photography, woodworking, international vegetables, among others.
International vegetables?
No, international is one, vegetables is another.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, are we going to have English bananas or something along the way here? I wasn't quite sure. So, all right. You've been a youth leader?
Yeah, so a few years ago, I served as president of my club for 2 years. I've chaired various committees. Currently, I'm the vice president of the Washington County Leaders Association, and then I serve on the Wisconsin Leadership Council.
Okay. All right. And as part of the State Leadership Council, what are you working on there?
Well, I really help to promote our team on social media and promote Wisconsin 4-H. And then right now we're working on planning Fall Forum, which is a event in Green Lake, Wisconsin, that will most likely be virtual this year, where youth from all across the state can come together for different seminars. And then we're also planning Youth Conference, which is the same thing, but on a bigger scale at UW-Madison.
All right. Are you thinking that this is going to be a more normal 4-H summer with fairs and so on than it was last year?
I mean, I'm really hoping so. This is one of my last fairs, so I mean, I'm hoping for it, but being realistic, it's up in the air right now.
Sure, absolutely.
So, Rick, as far as fair, we are hopeful. Stephanie is also, though, on our camp committee, and our camp committee is looking at how can camp be done a little bit differently. Traditionally, all the kids, you know, they get in a bus, packed bus, and they take a 2-hour ride to Wisconsin Dells, and they camp at Upham Woods and cabins and everything.
Sure.
And so that trip seems unlikely right now. So I think that's one of the things that Stephanie is missing, because that, you know, camp is a big part of what Stephanie enjoys. Stephanie, also, do you want to talk a little bit about what you did for the archery video?
Oh, yeah. So archery is one of our biggest projects in Washington County 4-H. We have every night of the week, Monday through Friday, youth come into the small animal building at the fair park and shoot archery. But because of COVID, we have to gradually reduce the number of kids we can have in the building. And a lot of our operations that we do on a day-to-day basis change. So I worked alongside three other youth leaders to come up with videos to show how things have changed so that people aren't just learning on the fly. They can see ahead of time so that things go a little bit more smoothly each night.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, that was really helpful for the youth to see before they even arrived, okay, this is how it's going to work. I'm going to check in, I'm going to wear my mask, and, you know, all of the sanitizing procedures so they could watch the video that Stephanie and the other youth made and kind of get prepared for what archery was going to look like this year.
Sure, and I'm thinking that you're probably doing a lot more things by video, not just by Zoom, but also by YouTube videos and so on and so forth. Right, Amy?
Yeah, we really do most of our stuff through Zoom because we really still want that level of interaction, you know, as opposed to kids just like watching the video. So we do most, like currently I have our wool spinning and our crochet projects are teaching kids how to crochet and spin wool virtually. So
really?
They're on their computers. Yeah. And our Lisa Shupi is our leader of that, or she's our main leader. And she is just really enjoying it, that it's a little bit different, obviously, and there's some stuff, but they're learning it.
Okay.
Other projects are meeting in person, like our sewing and our quilting. Those projects are in person. So, it depends on the person and the group.
And the size of the group, I'm guessing.
Yes, that is the biggest. That is the biggest thing. So as Stephanie said, the small animal building used to be filled with youth, our shooting sports nights, and now they're, you know, they have much smaller group sizes.
Sure, sure. And now would be a good time to point out how it is that people who are listening might want to get involved in 4-H, whether they've got kids who want to get in the program or they want to get involved as a volunteer.
Yes, awesome. So if you are on Facebook, that is probably the easiest way to find us. Our Facebook page is Extension Washington County, Wisconsin. So Extension Washington County, Wisconsin. And on there, there's actually a post about that I'm going to be on the radio with you today, a link to your page, and then information about volunteering. So there's a link there. Another easy way is you can give us a call. Our phone number is 262-335-4478. And then our website, Extension Washington County. And again, the website, I know I tell you this every time, it's kind of a mouthful, but if you just do a search for Washington County 4-H, you'll find us.
Right, right. And again, 4-H really has volunteer opportunities for a wide, wide variety of skills and interests.
Yeah, actually, Stephanie didn't mention, but her parents are our geocaching leaders. And as you may know, Washington County is a big geocaching area.
Absolutely.
So we have basically any interest you have, you can be a 4-H leader, or if you just want to be another like adult who's there to support, we need those people too. So we need, you know, we need the leaders and we need the helpers.
Sure.
To make the program possible.
Sure. So, Stephanie, what's your favorite part of 4-H through the years?
I've done a lot of things, and honestly, it's just meeting new people. When I came into 4-H, I was so focused on everybody who just lived in West Bend, and now I have friends from all the way up in Superior, down to Kenosha, and out to Platteville, just because you meet so many different people, and it's a phenomenal experience.
Sure, sure. And you guys stay in touch through Zoom. Who knows, right? So
yeah, I talk to some of them on a daily basis. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. And what else do you think, Stephanie, is important for people listening to know about 4-H, whether getting their kids or grandkids involved or volunteering?
Give it a chance. I know this year is difficult. Trust me, it is not what 4-H really is. It is getting together. It is meeting new people. It is growing. This COVID year is not what 4-H is typically. It'll be much different once things get better. I promise that.
All right. That sounds good.
Stephanie really misses our in-person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, they're saying maybe 4th of July. We'll see how things go. We'll see.
Right in time for fair, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, and then we start talking about fairs, and I start thinking about how much I need a blooming onion. You know, right about now.
Come by the 4-H food stand, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't sell the blooming onions, but we make a mean grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the last 4-H food I had was a breakfast because I was there early in the morning for something, for a fair thing.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, did we, or Stephanie, did we forget anything?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Amy, again, let's remind people when the volunteer meeting is.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it is March 23rd at 6:30. And they can sign up by calling the office at 26. They can start by calling the office, or they can check out our Facebook page. But March 23rd at 6:30.
All right. Sounds good. And again, thank you both for taking time. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say they can also email me if they have any questions. And my email is amy.manganfisher@wisc.edu. But I know that's a mouthful, and sometimes just Googling Washington County 4-H is easier.